AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have finalized an agreement with Republicans to testify this month in a House investigation into Jeffrey Epstein. Ed Donahue has details.
The Clintons were being threatened with a contempt of Congress vote against them. Majority Leader Steve Scalise says it wasn't just Republicans who wanted this.
Republicans and Democrats voting unanimously, which almost never happens in the Oversight Committee.
California Democrat Ted Lieu says it's a distraction. Bill Clinton was in the Epstein files, but so was Donald Trump.
Thousands and thousands of times. In those files, there's highly disturbing allegations of Donald Trump raping children, of Donald Trump threatening to kill children.
President Trump was asked about the Clintons being forced to testify.
I think it's a shame, to be honest. I always liked him. Her? Yeah. She's a very capable woman.
He praised Hillary Clinton for her debate skills. Ed Donahue, Washington.
As overseas fallout from the Epstein files, Karen Chamas has the latest from London.
Peter Mandelson is quitting the UK House of Lords, effective Wednesday. He faces a police investigation over claims he passed sensitive government information to Epstein. Prime Minister Keir Starmer told his cabinet that he was appalled by the revelations in the newly released Epstein files and was concerned there are more details still to emerge. The files suggest Mandelson shared market-sensitive information about the 2008 financial crisis. Mandelson resigned from the Labour Party on Sunday to avoid further embarrassment. Karen Chamas, London.
President Trump signed a bill to fund the government and end the partial federal shutdown that began over the weekend. It sets the stage for an intense debate in Congress over homeland security and immigration enforcement operations. That department's funded for 2 weeks. This is AP News. Gethin Kulbaugh has some Olympics news.
Speed skater Aaron Jackson and bobsledder Frank Del Duca have been chosen as the U.S. flag bearers for the Milan Cortina Olympics opening ceremony on Friday. Jackson is the first black woman to win an individual gold medal at a Winter Olympics. Del Duca, a sergeant in the Army with deep Italian roots, is the first bobsledder in 70 years to carry the flag. Lindsey Vonn is confident she can compete despite the left knee injury she sustained in a crash 4 days ago. Vonn says she completely ruptured her ACL, has bone bruising plus meniscal damage. Vonn has been skiing with a brace. She says, quote, "It feels stable, it feels strong." Vonn crashed in a downhill in Crans-Montana, Switzerland on Friday and ended up in the safety nets. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
There's more news at APNews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.